Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy. I am a supervisor, and how can I help you?
Cindy, I would like to find out how, when you guys throw out your little award things or your little, I don't even know what you call, I don't know what you want to call them, popped up on my phone for whatever I was looking at, because this has been 3 months ago. And it said, congratulations, you're the winner. And I was like, bleh, and I was like, bullshit. But I went and I was like, KitchenAid is kind of cool. Probably doesn't even agree. It's probably bogus. And it obviously is bogus because your company has taken over $56, like $56.75, $56-something, 2 months in a row, last month, this month, plus the $7.95 that I was supposed to send for shipping. Okay, I have nothing to show for it except that you're keeping my money because you can only refund, your company can only refund 50% of the $56 from this month.
Okay, what?
Where's my,
give me a chance to take a look at
this,
the account.
Like,
what's your first and last name and your address, please?
Tony, T-O-N-I. Last name's Godwin, G-O-D-W-I-N. Street address is 75131 Morning Glen Court, Yulee, Florida, 32097.
Okay, thank you. I'm just waiting for the system to retrieve the rest of the order. One moment.
There's no order. Just money you took. That's it.
Okay, thanks for holding. So I do show, let's see, that you completed and entered in a sweepstakes for some type for
I
a KitchenAid.
It actually just jumped. It jumped up on my phone, but yes, apparently I did.
You paid the $7.95, and then when you enrolled in that, it signed you up for the discount membership also. Receive
$125. And I don't know how it did that. Yeah, and I don't know how it did that because all I did was the... This is where I get pissed. I'm not saying it's you. It really pisses me off because I thought nothing about enrolling into anything. Matter of fact, it disappeared after I did the $7.95. It's completely gone. And I was like, well, it either worked or it didn't work. And then the next thing you know, and the only reason I noticed was because I actually went on my credit card, which I never do. I was like, what is this $56 to lovely garden? I don't have any gardening, nothing. And I've gotten nothing in the last 2 months to even say it's justifiable. Like, if I got something, I could say, okay, well, yeah, this product was $56, but I've had $56 taken out of my account 2 months in a row with nothing to show for.
Yes, it's a subscription. Did you check your email, your junk mail or spam? That's where
no,
the
because like I said, it disappeared.
Oh, I see.
It like just disappeared off the phone, and I was like, all right, well, it probably didn't even go through.
Oh, okay. No, it went through. What I'll do as a courtesy, because of the misunderstanding of what you signed up for, I'm not able to refund both of the charges. I do show the representative credited the account by 50% for the December charge. I will refund that charge in full. Let me make sure she canceled the account. Okay, and I show that she did.
Who pays $56 a month for gadgets they don't get? Like, what do you get out of it?
And see, it's because it's a
sweepstakes.
What was
it supposed to do?
Well, you entered in a sweepstakes. Hold on for 1 second. And then the $7.95 that you paid, that was the entry fee for the sweepstakes. And then if you don't win in a couple of days, then that's when they bill you for the discount membership. And that's, you would receive a $125 gift card that goes to your email address, which allows you to shop online.
Which I never even saw that. Mm-hmm. Like, if I saw that, I will say, if I saw that a month ago or 2 months ago in November, I probably would have went, well, that's bullshit, and erased it. Do you know what I mean?
I see.
Because I just... I don't have that faith and shit stuff. Because you don't know. You don't know. If you don't talk to anyone, you don't know. So if I saw it, and I'm telling you I don't recall seeing anything, I probably would have used it.
Mm-hmm.
But
I understand.
As you can see, I didn't use it, so...
And then you can check your junk mail or spam. It will come from something that says consumer direct savings.
Consumer. Ally Bank, HP. Everybody's got consumer in here.
And the account
How long
was,
ago?
Well, let's see. It would be from the 5th of December and the 3rd of November.
I see nothing in December. And you said November 3rd?
Correct. And if you don't see it in your regular email, you can check your junk mail or spam.
Oh, I'm doing a search of all. I did a total search. And I'm on the 3rd, and I have two emails on the 3rd of November. And then December, you said December 3rd or 6th?
Mm-hmm.
December 6th, I have two emails. I'll try it. How do you do that? You said spam maybe or trash?
Correct. From Top Gadgets or GeekBuying.com or Consumer Direct Savings.
Nope. Oh, I'm looking. I'm going back to November, see November. No. I mean, I'm searching all my boxes and I don't have anything.
Okay. Because I can always resend it if you like.
No, I want to just cancel it and get. I'm not gonna order anything. I don't need anything. I'm getting rid of half my kitchen stuff. And I'm getting rid of half my house. Trying to get everything gone. It's that time of the year.
Mm-hmm. Well, I made sure that I was able to at least refund the charge in full.
Okay. That's fine. Then I eat $50 again.
And then
that's what I knew. I had no idea, and like I said, I just remember it disappearing and going,
mm-hmm.
Well, maybe it didn't work. And it was, and I even thought, good, maybe that didn't work and I was going to get into something I shouldn't have. And I did, and it did. It didn't work, and I did. So.
Okay, well, I'm glad I was able to make sure the account was canceled. I refunded the most recent in full, and no other charges will apply.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care. You have a happy holiday.
Okay, you have a happy new year.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.